Blog Talk.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, now, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger.
Woo!
Hope y'all had a good weekend. I definitely didn't, by the way. Butter should be calling in here any minute now, but I hope y'all had a better weekend than me.
Woo!
Got all my shit stolen, got my keys stolen. It was a bitch. I'm very mad, and I want to say to those people that got me, person, whatever, you got me. I wish you well. I hope that $80 goes a long way. You know, I hope that $80 goes a long way, but I really don't. I do have one thing, and I try not to do this, but every now and again, when these things happen, I put stuff out in the air. I had to break out my Dr. Snake's voodoo spell book, you know, spells and folk magic for all your needs. So, you know, maybe if you're out there, I can use my Aunt Jemima voodoo doll here on you. I wish you all the worst. If I see you, I wouldn't know that you did it, but I have my evil eye on you anyway. I hate your gut. I hate your mama's gut. Well, I don't hate your mama's gut, but I hate your gut. I hate all the people that like you. I hate their guts too. And I wish you, you know, if you got kids, they step on the crack and break your back. That's all I got to say about it. Other than that, I'm cool. I'm gonna hang out with my Lucky Mojo doll and hang out with my homie. Those of you watching on Smooth Drama, I got my homie Godzilla here. Me and Godzilla gonna hang out. You know, I was intending on hanging out with Godzilla Saturday, and then I changed my mind and I brought Spider-Man. And for those of you who don't know what the hell I'm talking about, because I'm just rambling on. On Saturday, we had a special Smooth Drama show where we had Rapture, you know, with my homie Crump King ARG holding down San Diego, Crump lifestyle, doing their thing, getting their shake on, making me tired looking at them. It's in our rotation if you go to smoothdrama.com when the show is not on, and you see my homies getting they shake on and they twirl and they hip bone and the backbone and every other bone they may have, but then resetting the shit right back again. It's some amazing shit watching these dudes do that shit. All I can say is wow. And if you had the opportunity to see it, you probably were saying wow too. Because there was some stuff that was like, but that's all the time. I guess that's how folks look at other folks who can't dance. So, I don't know if it's a minority or a majority that can't dance. I don't even know if I'm, am I in the majority, minority that can't dance? Anyway, it was hot. It was 3 hours of straight up battling hip hop style. They were doing their thing. So I give a shout out to my homies ARG for allowing me to one be there and have the privilege to broadcast and watch them do their thing, practice their craft, get their Although I do have one thing to say about it, and I hope my crumping homies don't take it the wrong way, but y'all get entirely too close to one another when you're dancing. You, as y'all said, y'all feeling the spirit, whatnot. It get like right there. I mean, all in your grill. It's like they almost like cheek to cheek, lip to lip, all up in each other's face. I guess it's all good because it's an uplifting thing. I guess I'd have to be a crumper to understand it. So I'm not going to diss. I'm just going to say that y'all get into it. Once again, special thanks out to AIG for allowing a simple radio guy like me to come down there and hang with y'all. Now, also, before I get going, I want to say I, of course, want your call. So if you want, you can break me off a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, that's 646-929-2037. And as always, if you're not really feeling breaking me off a call, it's understandable, you know. I might be too smooth for you, you know, talking to Dick. It's like, I don't know what to say. You can break me off an email at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. If you got something good to say, I might read it. I might not. I don't know. I'm up in the air with it. I'm in the angry tropical black man. For those of you who are listening and you're in the middle of winter time, but it's tropical here in San Diego, like 82 degrees today. So I'm not going to apologize because I live here and I made the choice to live here and you made the choice to be wherever the hell you at where it's really cold. So the best I can do is say, you know, if it's real cold, I can send my nuclear homie Godzilla here. Godzilla, say hi to the people. Hi. Godzilla can come and warm up your neighborhood. That's all I got. Huh. Anyway. Oh, man. I'm feeling retarded. But I know some of y'all know about Obama came out today, well, not today, but just last week and was talking about, well, not last week, this week, and he was talking about kids should study more and gravitate more towards math and the sciences and whatnot, and so that we could get our technological edge back. Not that I knew we had any kind of technological edge. It just seems like we would just get the smartest person from another country, give them U.S. citizenship and a bunch of money and say, build some shit for us. But I digress. Right here in America, in Detroit of all places, they are doing some creative schooling. Over in Detroit, they have the, and this goes out to all my marijuana smokers out there and marijuana enthusiasts. There's a cannabis college in Detroit. It was recently opened, and its courses on how to grow marijuana and harvest, cook, and sell it too. And this is after Michigan legalized the drug as a medicine. So, you know, the students, you get instructions from horticulturists, doctors, and lawyers, as well as the hands-on experience cultivating plants and guidance on protected from the elements. So, I guess they're saying that there's over 1,000 medical marijuana certificates that are issued each month in Michigan for users and growers to sell them. So there was a demand. So MedGrow Cannabis College was established. And get this, it costs you $475 for 6 evening classes. I'm like, wow, we have a cannabis class. And technically, you know, marijuana is going to be big here in a minute. You know, obviously there's been a push. I've been saying it forever and a day for marijuana to be legalized. And, you know, here in California we did it, starting in Northern California. And, of course, now in Michigan, and they have a college, MedGrow Cannabis College in Detroit, Michigan. I'm curious to see the college, if they do have one here in California, San Diego preferably, so I can go check it out. Not that I smoke or plan on growing. I just want to sit in the classroom and see what they talk about. I just want to crash the class just for a few days just to see what the hell they talk about. And, oh, this is how you shove it in. This is what weed's supposed to smell like. It's kind of funny. I just would like to see what the hell you'd be talking about in there. So, anyway, for the homies out there, call us. Hold on a second. I believe we have Butter on the line. Butter, is that you?
This is me.
Hi, Butter. Everybody say
hello.
Hi.
Hello.
I was just talking about medicinal marijuana.
Oh, what about it?
Well, there's a place in Detroit, Michigan called MedGrow Cannabis College, where you learn to grow for $475, 6 evening classes, you're taught to grow marijuana.
I didn't think it was that difficult.
Well, they want you to grow it right, so you can have the proper icky, icky, icky. So, I said, now
you get a certificate or a diploma, and
yeah, you get a certificate.
And then what can you do with the certificate?
I'm assuming that you are qualified to work in a medicinal marijuana establishment, or you can establish your own medicinal marijuana establishment. I'm sure it's probably going to be something akin to getting a liquor license, so you want to put some cash down.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So to people, if you're looking for a career, you may not be good in math and science, as Obama is asking you to be. You can learn to grow marijuana.
Oh, my goodness. Where is this at?
This is in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, in Detroit.
Yeah. It's you know, of course.
Are they trying to jumpstart their economy since the auto industry is basically dead over there?
I would take a guess at that, yeah. I would take a guess at that. It seems interesting. I mean, being that there are no people who actually live in Detroit now.
For those who do.
Yeah, hey, you can grow it, and you can get your smoke on, and it'll be all good.
Now, did you read about that article about the people that sell fat, human fat, to the cosmetic company?
Yeah, that was next, actually. It was something that I never, you know, because we, you know, I talk about gangbangers all the time. I hate on gangbangers to the fullest. And if you're a gangbanger and you just happen to be listening to my show, fuck you. Do something else. Yeah, that's it. But these Peruvian gangs, they're on a whole another level.
Mm-hmm.
And for folks who don't know what the hell we're talking about, there's Peruvian gangs that are, of course the word is, allegedly killing people and draining the fat from their corpses for use in cosmetic for anti-wrinkling cream.
Anti-wrinkling. They're selling it to, who are they selling it? Where are they selling it to?
They were selling it to a whole bunch of people in different distributors in Europe. And they're saying that they were getting paid 36 lira a gallon. Yes, a gallon. I mean, I'm thinking to get a gallon of human fat, it's just gross thinking about that you're killing folks and then you're draining the fat. I want to know how
they arrested someone and he was holding a jar of human fat.
Right. That means he probably just did what they do.
That's disgusting.
Yes, it's very disgusting. I guess the police had received a tip like 4 months ago about the trade in human fat.
I am very interested in knowing what cosmetic company bought that. Who they're selling it to?
Well, they of course didn't name them in the article. They just said that
they were trying to find out what companies it was.
I mean, I saw it in Fight Club, and they used that for expenses and whatnot. It was like the funny part of the movie, but this right here is
not
like,
funny.
Yeah, this is not, and this is like real life, and so. Peru, I will never go there.
What do they call my game? Fish Taco.
What?
What was the name of the gang? Fish Taco?
No, the name of the gang.
Wasn't it Fish Taco?
It wasn't Fish Taco. It was Pish Taco.
Oh, Pish.
Yes.
Okay, it was Pish Taco.
So, for all the potential gangbangers out there, if you know any potential gangbangers out there, tell them that whatever y'all doing, y'all ain't got nothing on these dudes in Peru. They into gangsters into another level.
Killing people for their fat.
Their fat.
And they said they were doing it for years.
Right. Well, they said that they've only killed 5 people.
Right.
I'm gonna believe that anybody who went missing in Peru during the time when they started all this mess.
Yep.
Yeah. The growth. This is the grossest, by far the grossest story that I've ever read about. Yes, you're killing humans and then you're like drawing the fat from them. I mean, that's just some serial killer shit.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I mean, I watched that on Dexter on Sunday night. It's like funny, you know, because I look at it like it's not real. At least I try to block my mind off, but this is very real. These are people who are hunting people down.
Yep.
I guess they're hunting down people who have that extra junk in their trunk and extra anywhere else. The trunk, the hood, front seat, back seat.
Yep.
You're very valuable. Yeah.
That was just disgusting.
Yeah, it's very, very disgusting. Now, there was something else that, you know, I saw and I thought it was funny. I mean, you know, of course, the Chargers are doing good now. People are happy here in San Diego. Chargers on a 5-game win. They've taken sole possession of first place in the division. In between there, of course, a couple of weeks back, Sean Merriman had the lawsuit filed against Tequila. The former talk show, reality show host who did the show A Shot at Love with Tequila. Not that I ever watched it. Well, she took it to the next level where she did an exclusive interview with San Diego 6 where she claimed not only was Sean Merriman a drug abuser, but she also accused him of pedophilia.
Of what?
Said he's a pedophile. Also. So, which for Mr. Merriman, that's a hard charge to fight against. Because one, we're talking about if he responds to it, he gets life, and it keeps going. But if he doesn't respond to it, it gets life, and it keeps going. So people are like, "Why you don't respond? Why you don't say nothing? Why don't you proclaim you're innocent?" But if he says something.
What did he do?
He's done nothing. He's been quiet.
And so what is going to happen to him?
Right now, you know, the charges are pending on the domestic dispute. I'm sure it's probably not going to be resolved till the end of the year after football season's over. That's normally how they do.
Uh-huh.
And so from there, I don't know how you resolve this. This is almost like that Eddie Curry case where the guy came out and said Eddie Curry was gay. And, you know, not that that's necessarily a bad thing, but for him, if he comes out and says, "No, I'm not gay," you know, of course, gay people are going to hate him. Why? What's wrong with being gay? And if he doesn't say nothing, people are going to say, "Oh, he's gay." And then he gets ostracized. And, you know, it's a no-win situation. And when we talk about you get accused of pedophilia, it's even worse because what we're talking about here is something that's really, really hard to get out of people's minds, because as you know, anything involved with little kids,
whatnot, can
get ugly, you know, when it comes to that, because that stuff never leaves the brain. Although for the Chargers, that's not the only thing that happened, because I'm sure you may have heard about Mr. Antonio Cromartie, he of the champagne bottle that slipped and accidentally hit somebody in the head. And of course, the charges are, they're still investigating right now.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. You know, they had their victory in Denver, and so they were celebrating in Pacific Beach at a place called Bar West by 1:30 a.m., and there was a few of them there. And so he says that nothing happened. There's witnesses that say that he threw the champagne bottle. But he, of course, said it slipped from his hand. Now, I've had that happen. You know, you holding something like, I'm holding Godzilla. And, and you know, me and
You're
Godzilla.
You're holding Godzilla.
Yes, I'm holding Godzilla on camera, you know, and it might slip out of my hand. You never know. It's one of those things that can happen. So, I mean, if it slipped and hit somebody, I mean, it just slipped. It was a mistake.
Yeah.
And as you know, champagne is much slippery. It's much more slippery than Godzilla. You wouldn't know that, but my Godzilla has like frills and it's got all kinds of places where you can hold
your Godzilla.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
We're still talking about Antonio Cromartie.
Okay.
And the champagne bottle that slipped. I'm just saying I'm using a prop. You know, Godzilla is my prop to show how you can hold something and it can slip. Oh my God. Oh, see, it almost slipped out of my hand.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I guess he's taller than somebody and it can slip and hit somebody in the head. That easy.
That easy.
That easy. You know, so I mean, I'm not saying either or. I'm just saying, hey, I've seen things slip out of people's hands. I haven't necessarily seen them slip out of people's hands and bust other people upside the head. The damage, you know, normally a champagne bottle will slip out your hand if you like dancing. You're trying to like, you know, make it rain champagne, and you know, or you know, you want to do that pop the bubbly, like, I'm jerking off, pow, exploded. That's it.
Interesting.
That's the point. Yeah, so I'm just saying.
Yes,
so,
I see.
Yeah, with that, we're gonna do a station identification break. After this message, we shall be right back.
Together you got smooth drummer.
Yay, we're back.
That
Yay.
Was very
interesting.
Welcome that back was... to Smooth Drama. It's your host, Big Hubby. Yeah, that was real dope there.
Yay. Where's our background cheering and our sound effects? There we go. That'll work.
We're back.
We're back.
Now we
Yay.
We are you smoking over there?
Yay.
Okay. Somebody's had one too many.
Yay.
Anyway, now I know a lot of people know about Shania Davis, the 5-year-old. Well, if you don't know, Shania Davis was the 5-year-old girl from North Carolina who was taken from her home, raped and murdered, allegedly. Her mother. Yeah, her mother had been charged with selling her.
Oh, her boyfriend or something like that.
Right.
Yeah. That little girl was cute.
Yeah. They had her funeral Sunday.
Oh, they did.
Yeah. And what was sad about it was, you know, they said there were like 2,000 people.
Oh, shit.
At Mammoth Church in Fayetteville, but also that there were hundreds of people who were looking through the windows of the church because they couldn't get in.
Wow.
My issue with this. Why, and I understand that y'all had the whole, you know, you wanted to show support and all that. It was a sad, it was a tragedy. But really, why in the fuck were you there? It's a funeral.
To take a peek.
Yeah, I mean, it smacks to me of groupieism, you know. You, like, I was involved with this, like, I was there, I was throwing the support and whatnot. I don't get what the logic is for going to a funeral. And, I mean, it's a sad story. It's one of the saddest stories, if not the saddest story that, you know, we talked about. And then to say that you're going to have... You're going to have all these people who don't know the little girl, don't know anybody in the family, and they're just there.
Yeah.
I
to show support?
Yeah, I mean, I'll show support by, if I see them in town, you know, I shake the hand, offer my condolences, whatnot. I wouldn't go to the funeral of somebody I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I told you, but earlier this year, when the pregnant girl got killed downtown? She was 21 years old. I can't remember her name, but she was 21 years old, and she got killed downtown because some of these stupid so-called thug gangbangers can't shoot straight, and they didn't shoot each other.
Oh, yeah.
They missed and shot her.
Yeah.
I got a text with the directions on how to get to the funeral. And I thought it was odd that they'd be giving out information to a funeral to people who don't necessarily know who she or whatnot. And, you know, of course, the same thing happened there also, where there was a lot of people there. I mean, there's like over 1,000 people at a funeral, and not all of them are relatives. It's just people there. And I understand the support part. I really do. You know, I think it's sad, but I also think on my part, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe some other people have a different opinion on it, if you think it's respectful or not disrespectful to be there. I personally am of the belief that it's disrespectful to go to a funeral people you don't know.
And you're
just sitting there. I'm not getting that. Yeah. I wonder what other people's opinions were on that. You know, it's a touchy subject, you know, because obviously, you know, it was a national tragedy. Hell, it's an international tragedy that something like that could happen, that somebody could be so strung out on drugs that they would sell their own child into prostitution at 5. I mean, you're way past sick. I mean, there's no jail time for you. That's straight death penalty. No waiting for appeals. That's just tomorrow. Just handle it tomorrow. And the dude that did it, he don't even get tomorrow. This is one of them situations where back in the old days, the good old days as they used to call it, where you had the Klan that would come in and hang somebody.
Yeah.
Cut your balls off and whatnot, put it in the jar. This is one of them times that I'd be down with that. I can't believe I'm saying that. But I am. So, Klan, if you're listening, I doubt it, but if you're listening, you go get it.
Their type of show.
We endorse it 500%. If anybody who would go to that jail and stop the Klan from taking this fool and hanging him and cutting his balls off, something's wrong with you. Although, I did read a story, you know, when we talk about on the lines of things that are different, you know, you talk about vigilantes and taking the law into your own hands. Going back to Detroit, Jamar Pinkney Sr., he shot his 15-year-old ahead. Execution style, because his son confessed. Well, here's the thing. The son confessed that he had done something inappropriate to his 3-year-old daughter, his sister.
Oh.
Now, I don't advocate the whole murdering your child, but in a way, I can understand and not understand the rage that was involved. You know, we're talking a 15-year-old who he'd done something to his sister, his little sister. You know, and I'm sure, you know, I can't really speak because obviously I haven't been in that situation, in that position where a father has to come home and confront his son who has molested his daughter.
Right.
And that happens, and I guess what he did, Jamar Sr. came home and he found out, he stripped his son naked, took him outside the house, and just shot him in the head. Period.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And of course, now he's being charged with first degree murder, which of course is punishable up to life in prison.
So, is he on trial now, or when did he do this?
He did this, I think he did it a couple weeks back. He actually did it last week. On the 19th.
I didn't hear about that in the news.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you know, killing black folks is not necessarily newsworthy.
What?
Well, I'm just saying. You know, it's killing every day. And when it's involving black folks, I'm not trying to throw no racist stones out there. I'm just saying that, you know, gangbanger shootout, blah, 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 that kind of stuff, that them murders, they happen every day. Nobody really cares about it. It's no big deal. There's no impetus to stop it. It just happens, and we move on. It's one of those hidden contracts, a mutual contract where one hand shakes the other, like, okay, you kill, no biggie, so long as you don't bring it into our neighborhood.
Oh.
I mean, obviously, this is in the news because I've read it in the news. It's just, hey, it's a sad story, but it didn't get no national. Probably won't get any national
right.
play.
Wow. He just shot his son. Now, it wasn't a stepson or anything. It was his real son.
No, that was his flesh and blood. Flesh and blood.
Where was the mom?
She was right there.
And she, oh, my God.
Yeah, she had to watch it happen. Which I'm sure will live with her forever, and the daughter forever, and the father forever. There's no winners in this situation.
But is he being charged with, I mean, he has to be being charged with murder.
Yeah.
And wouldn't she be an accomplice?
Well, he had a gun. There's not too much she could do except for get shot herself.
Call the police.
You know, I mean, if I'm waving the gun, I mean, you have two choices. Jump in front of me with the gun and get shot, or hope that he doesn't shoot. I'm sure she was hoping that he wouldn't shoot. That would be my heartfelt belief, that she was thinking, this is my son, this is your son, you're probably not going to shoot, you just want to put the gun to his head, even though putting the gun to the head is not something that you advocate, obviously.
Right.
So, yeah, that's what went down. I don't know. I mean, you know, some folks will say that he was wrong. Some folks would probably say he was right. It's one of them issues, like, was he really wrong?
Do you think he was wrong?
Yeah, I think he was wrong. But I can see the opinions on both sides. The arguments on both sides. I really can.
I mean, I'm trying to think. What is his defense?
Well, it's not a defense. He's not saying that he's not guilty.
He's saying he is guilty.
Yeah, he's guilty.
He's claiming guilt. Did
yeah.
he confess or...
But it was kind of obvious. There's witnesses.
Well, it doesn't make it, you know, there's still some people, there's lots of witnesses and they still plead not guilty.
Right. But this is not one of the situations.
He's pleading guilty.
Yes.
So, yay. That's sad.
So, either way you go, everybody loses.
Yeah.
So no matter how you, where you go with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he may never see his 3-year-old now.
Yeah. It's a shattered family.
Yeah, think?
Yeah. I mean, in a weird morbid sort of way, I'd be curious to see how this all played out, but I really wouldn't want to know, because you know it. There's no good that's going to come from this. But I'm digressing, you know, before we get out of here. Not that we're close. We do have to talk dumbasses. We haven't touched on
them. Oh, yeah. We've got some dumbasses.
Yes, there are definitely some dumbasses out there, and we much, I'm saying it wrong. We must talk about dumbasses. One,
dumbass number one.
Dumbass number one. I'm gonna mess up his name, and it don't even matter. Nazee Hamori, 53 years old, of Berkshire, Vermont faces a first-degree assault charge in connection with stabbing his 19-year-old son in the stomach after an argument over a clogged toilet.
I deal with that on a daily basis.
Yeah, I mean, but yeah, I feel that, you know, nobody wants to see the shit, you know, in the toilet, whatnot. You didn't flush the toilet, but I don't think that I should kill my son or my nephew or anyone else because they may have forgotten to flush the toilet, although it is disgusting. Or if they dropped a log that big that it just couldn't flush, I'm not going to be mad at you.
Right.
I'm not going to stab you. So I guess I'm gonna say this to my boy Nut Hugger and Dick Hugger Jr. If you do it, I might not stab you, but I might strongly consider like clubbing you. So I'm just putting it out there.
Clubbing you?
Yes, you know,
with
getting a blunt object and hitting them somewhere where it can cause some bodily harm, but nothing that will kill them.
Are you a violent person?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that if I was predisposed to senseless violence, I would do some senseless violence that would make some sense just a little bit. Like, you clogged up the toilet, now I gotta pop you with my phone book. Foul. That's it. Since I'm the kinder, as George Bush said, the kinder, gentler one, I'm kinder, gentler with my tough love. That's it.
So.
Mr. Nazi Hamori, you are definitely our first dumbass.
Dumbass number one.
Dumbass number two, because of course we gotta holler at the lady. You know we can't leave the ladies out. So we gonna holler at 22-year-old Anna Sprague, who at 2 a.m. a search revealed packets of heroin taped to each of her legs and 4 packets in her backpack. She was trying to smuggle heroin into the United States, and she had it taped to her legs and in her backpack. Not even swallowed or nothing. You know, normally they swallow it and then they doo-doo it out later on.
Yeah.
No, not this time. She just had it taped to her leg. I know they had it. You know, you got like hair on. It's just very dumb. It's like you know that Border Patrol got all these dogs and whatnot.
Yeah.
They're going to smell you. And so for you to do something that's not even new age, you know, I'm expecting something new age. You know, you can't do that new age. You're a dumbass, and you're a young, stupid, dumbass, Anna.
Dumbass. Okay, that's dumbass number two.
That is dumbass number two.
Do we have
and
dumbass number three?
Well, dumbass number three was, you know, because there were a few dumbasses. One guy who tried to smuggle loot on his chest.
He tried to what?
He had taped some lizards onto his chest.
Lizards?
Lizards! Like, live lizards.
What in the hell for?
You know how they got... Remember we talked about the dude that had the pigeons all on his leg? The one guy that had... the guy that had the ferret in his pants. You know, these folks try to sell these exotic animals, whatnot, by smuggling them. But I'm like, I mean, obviously they don't have TVs because they should know that everything is X-ray. So they can see through your clothes.
Right.
Meaning they can see the animals through your clothes.
So why was he smuggling lizards?
To sell them.
Live lizards.
Hey, I guess there's a market for them. It's a special ass lizard.
Unbelievable. Lizard.
Yeah. Lizard. You know, your geckos, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
That's dumbass number three.
That's dumbass.
Do we have number four?
I don't think we need another one.
Well, I wanted to ask. So, dumbass of the week.
Going through Thanksgiving. Or Thanksgiving, as I like to call it.
Who would be dumbass of the week?
I have my personal vote would be number one, Mr. Hamori.
Yeah.
I mean, it's called Drano.
Yeah.
You know, you just send him to the store to get some Drano, and he comes back, he pours it in there, and you flush it, and it should, you know, on the plunger, it should be fine.
It should be, you would think.
Yeah, and you don't need to stab folks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dumbass number one.
Yeah, you're the dumbass of the week going into Thanksgiving.
Into Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I mean, you know, of course, I had to talk about Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You know, this is the starting off of my favorite time of the year. Psych.
It is?
No. I hate this time of year. I don't know how many times I gotta tell you this, man. This is the worst time of the year.
What?
It doesn't even. Oh man, all this fake ass Christmas cheer and all this fake ass love. Oh, happy Thanksgiving! Everybody's all nice and kind and all this. When they're not nice and kind for real, they're not. You know, I mean. One, we're talking about a holiday whose whole basis is the celebration of taking shit from the rightful owners here. I mean, you know, because we always talk about this illegal immigration, illegal aliens, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, if I'm not mistaken, the people who are celebrating Thanksgiving now, you took it from the rightful Americans who were here first. You didn't want to share nothing. That's the basis of Thanksgiving.
Oh.
Also, the fact that we go and, you know, you go to relatives' houses, that you try to avoid all year. You know, hanging out with folks that the only reason why you hang out with them is because y'all are related. You share some DNA. Other than that one time a year you see them, you couldn't duck them. Everybody knows, and you try to, like, put on your fake face, like, we're going to have a good time, but you're like, oh, I can't wait for this day to be over.
Yeah.
And you get to eat, watch football, I guess those are the perks. Even though Detroit is on TV every year, and Detroit sucks. That's not good. Yeah. But I guess if you're cooking or whatnot, having Detroit on, you just cook while Detroit's on. Or something like that, to that effect. You know, so, not distant. Thanksgiving, it's a precious holiday to folks, where family can get together, hold hands, eat some turkey, tell stories, play games, hang out. That's a good deal, I guess. People can get together and have a good time, I guess, thumbs up. But, I'm into the etymology of things, the beginnings, and I always see the beginnings of this. My ex-coworker, Mary Alice, I've seen her the last few years. Every year somebody would say, "Hey, Mary Alice, happy Thanksgiving." And the look on her face, like if she had a gun, she probably would have took their ass out. And every year I'm saying the same thing, like, why are y'all saying happy Thanksgiving to a Native American?
Right.
It's like taking black folks to the Klan Museum down in South Carolina. Not a good idea.
Uh-huh.
Just saying.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I got on it. Now, in the meantime, I'm going to go get something to eat on Thanksgiving. I'm going to have a good time. In the spirit of Thanksgiving. I'm going to take some food and put it in my belly.
I'm going to go and hang out with people that I try and avoid all year.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what we do. And we have a good time doing it. Generally, unless some of your relatives get into a fist fight and you accidentally get hit by one of the punches, Thanksgiving is pretty good. As long as that doesn't happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just.
We
yeah.
have 90 yeah. seconds.
90
and
seconds.
And with that, we can start wrapping it up. Of course, we're not going to have a show on Thursday because me and Butter will be eating until our little itty bitty stomachs are about to burst.
Right, itty bitty.
Yeah.
Itty bitty my ass.
I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. May your interactions with your relatives and loved ones be beautiful. And you all hug and kiss and sing Kumbaya, and it's all great and lovely.
Kumbaya, yeah.
Yeah.
And until next Tuesday, everyone have a good week.
I believe her name is Butter Pecan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we're out. Peace in the hood. Happy weekend. All that. Happy holidays.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Smooth.